The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The great Puritan preacher Matthew Henry wrote, "When God intends great mercy for His people, the first thing He does is set them a praying. I have hope for our land because I'm seeing more and more people beginning to pray. Some are praying for revival. Some of them are beginning to see the necessity of repentance if our prayers are to be heard. Some don't yet know enough of God's truth to know to pray for revival. They're just praying that God will help us in America and do something to change the direction in which our nation is headed. Some know the Lord so well that they are crying out to Him in very specific prayers, the particular revelations of which would amaze most of us if we knew just how specifically God is leading them in prayer. I'm so grateful for all who are praying for us. I recently heard a group of South Koreans praying for us with such appreciation for America and such intensity in their cry for revival and transformation for us that I was brought to tears. I knew God was listening intently to their praying." A major prayer movement has been sparked by Franklin Graham's Decision America Tour. He plans to travel to each state capital before this crucial election in November, calling people to repentance and prayer on behalf of our desperate nation. I had the privilege of being in the Decision America prayer meeting in Kentucky on May 4th. 5,800 people showed up to pray for our state and nation. Reverend Graham stepped to the speaker's stand and welcomed everyone, and he then immediately asked us to join hands with four or five people around us, then asked us to pray prayers of repentance as he called out several national sins, things like abortion, homosexuality, greed, materialism, and other things we're so guilty of in this land. I can't describe how thrilled I was that he started the prayer meeting with repentance. The Bible so plainly teaches that repentance is necessary when Christians begin to ask God for revival. God states so plainly in 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and heal their land." All around America, people have been gathering with Reverend Graham for these prayer meetings. Some 8,000 met in Nashville, Tennessee the day before we met in Frankfort. On May 5th, 4,600 gathered in Charleston, West Virginia. Western states have more recently been gathering to pray for our land. Some 2,500 in New Mexico, 4,200 in Colorado, 6,700 in Arizona, 2,800 in Nevada, and 7,500 in California. Could it be that God will honor this as a national repentance? Only He knows our hearts and if these gatherings represent a full surrender to Him by many Americans, but if it is, we can expect Him to soon do things to turn us back toward Him. He promises in Jeremiah 33:3, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." By bringing believers together across denominational lines and praying together, we know the Lord is pleased. And He promised in John 17:21, lost people would turn to Him when His followers unite in true covenant with one another. Already, 2,000 people have sent texts saying they've confessed their sin and received Christ as their Lord in Decision America Tour gatherings through the month of April. And this has happened even though the main reason for these gatherings is not evangelism. Should we be giving up on America? Or should we continue to pray earnestly, intently, for revival? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It.